Lesson 2, Segment 5. In this segment, I'll give you an example of how to coach with Envision. I'm going to describe a client named Nancy. I'll show typical issues that you may encounter, when to use Envision, the steps and questions for Nancy, her answers, how to further interpret the session, and of course, a Facebook group discussion. This will be followed by specific home play exercises for this week. Coaching example of question one, where am I, but without the sanctuary. Client Nancy, this is her backstory. She's female and 45, wanting to leave a corporate job where she feels disempowered and inauthentic in a male-dominated finance industry corporation. The kids are grown. She's always wanted to start her own business. She has a dream that she wants to help people through transitions. Maybe she wants to write. She knows she wants to help people. She's interested in non-traditional methods, yet afraid to voice what she wants for fear of reprisal in the conservative environment she's surrounded in. She feels ambitious for change, yet unable to take the first step. She's in a transition and is unable to see her way out of where she is. How will she have the courage to make this change? What will she leave behind? What does she need to do to move forward with grace and ease? How will she make money? Can she do it? What if she fails? What if there is no security? She was raised to choose a secure mainstream job with a steady paycheck. This choice for independence is both exhilarating and terrifying as she wants to break a taboo. She's ambitious for change. She also has a pattern of not finishing anything related to herself. This is not the first time she's decided to make a change. Her identity is wrapped up in being proactive for others, but not herself. And this is foreign territory for her. This is why she came to you, to help her become a more authentic version of herself, to empower her to finally take action and choose a new life, a career better suited to her true passion, skills, and talent. Maybe she's come to you initially and was excited about the possibilities. You've given her protocols and weekly goals, and she's expected to be accountable to you as her coach. You're making headway. 2 months in, just before real change happens, she comes and announces, "I can't seem to move forward. I'm stuck. I can't seem to see my goals. They're so far away. My husband is pushing me to stay where I am and is reminding me of my past failure. I'm worried about money. What am I going to do? My mom said, blah, blah, blah." Nancy insists on retelling stories that support why she is the way she is now. So it's his time to gear up for Envision. Here's our conversation. Coach, Nancy, can you describe your emotions about the word stuck? Nancy, endless, exhausting, upset, trapped, dried up. Coach, if this state of mind you're in right now is a place you inhabit, and you could see it as a place you're looking at, what place would show up in your mind's eye to represent this? In other words, describe the symbolic environment representing stuck. Where are you when you experience stuck the way you do? A place that's endless, exhausting, upset, trapped, or dried up. Can you just close your eyes and just tell me what comes to you? Don't try to force it. Just let whatever comes to mind be there. Don't try to change it, because everything you say will be 1,000% correct and will have meaning. Nancy, I see a desert with quicksand and an oasis far away, and I can never reach it. I want to give up. There's nothing for me here. It goes on for miles, never ending, and there's no water. Coach, what else do you see? What's the weather like? Are there any other creatures there? Nancy, the sky is kind of dark and stormy, but no rain. And there's a lion walking away. Coach, what do you feel when you see the lion walking away? Nancy, sad and worried. Coach, if I could offer you a way out of this place, would you take it? Nancy, yes. Coach, we all have a connection to birds as important, powerful aspects of consciousness that connects us to higher forces. Summon a winged creature right now. They will show up in their perfect form. Nancy. Vulture? I would have never wanted that. Ew. Coach. That's wonderful. Vultures help you renew when you let go of something you don't want anymore. So let's get on the back of the vulture and go high in the sky until everything you see is blue. Nancy. I'm there. Coach. How do you feel now? Nancy, free, easy, happy, calm. Coach, are you still stuck? Nancy, not at all. Coach, so look over the side of the bird. What do you see? Nancy, green, beautiful, ocean, lots of things. Coach, where is the place you started from? So how big or small is it from where you are now? Nancy, well, it's a speck. Coach, do you feel stuck now? Nancy, no. Coach, great. Come back to your chair. Let's just savor that and talk about what just happened. Now for you, reading this, no, we did not move to another place, sanctuary, etc., just for this example. Here are the elements that were important. The dry, never-ending desert, no water, pockets of quicksand, unable to reach oasis, stormy sky, no rain, lion walking away that caused her to feel sad or worried, and a vulture. So for this home play that's attached to this segment, I want you to go through each of the points and write out one by one what they mean. You'll have a transcript. What their interpretation might look for the client, Nancy, given what you know about her. What are the positive aspects of each of these? Here's a home play hint. Every place has positive attributes, even the most difficult ones. The desert is dry, there is no water, and there are dangerous places represented by the quicksand. But if you ponder the desert beyond the superficial dry, what else would you know about it? Are the creatures that thrive in the desert resilient? Well, your answer is yes. Where could water come from? Well, the answer would be digging deep. What is quicksand caused by and what are its attributes? What does an oasis represent? What does a lion represent? What does her reaction mean? Why is the vulture significant in helping her out of this? What impact does the meaning of vulture have on moving her from one state of mind to another? For example, does this have a deeper significance to her story she's leaving behind? Assuming that the details of a story are only superficial, the tip of the iceberg and the deeper layers provide the important theme patterns. What pattern do you notice in this? Can you name it or describe its function in her life? What is the result of the pattern? The message ingrained in the pattern will also give you a clue of what will be a recurring challenge in coaching this client. Knowing this, you now have a measure of your client's cycles, trigger points, and scenarios that could challenge forward movement. You now have important information as you help your client reach their goals. What would you do next with her? What did you learn from this? Write this all out as if she was a real client. Your home play exercises that I will introduce next are audio only with transcripts. Don't forget to go to the Facebook page to discuss what you found in this exercise.